This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, for Pramila Patten, UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, Friday was a particularly good day. Despite being in a role where hearing distressing and traumatic testimony from victims of sexual violence is an essential part of the job, Ms. Patten was able to celebrate Nadia Murad and Denis Mukwege jointly winning the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize, highlighting the horrors of rape in war. Ms. Murad, an Iraqi Yazidi activist and survivor of sex trafficking by ISIL or Daesh terrorists, was appointed the first goodwill ambassador for the dignity of survivors of human trafficking within the UN Office on Drugs and Crime in 2016. Denis Mukwege, a gynecologist who founded a hospital in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, offering free medical care to victims of sexual abuse and violence, gained international recognition for his work and was awarded the UN Prize in the field of human rights in 2008. The Nobel Award has put the issue of sexual violence in conflict back onto the front pages. But what difference will it make in the longer term? Connor Lennon from UN News put this question to Ms. Patten, but began by asking her what she felt when she first heard the news early on Friday.
Well, it was great emotion because I know both Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad personally. I have known Denis Mukwege for the past 5-6 years, and Nadia was the first victim that I met last year. I took up office on the 12th of June and I met Nadia on the 29th of June. And since I have been working very closely with her, I have been very sensitive to her calls, for example, for accountability. So I went back this year to meet with her in Stuttgart to discuss pilot cases that my office is planning to bring in Iraq. So I was extremely happy for both of them. But I was also thinking of all those survivors of sexual violence in many parts of the world. And I think it's an award not only for Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad, but for all these survivors of sexual violence, women and girls, men and boys.
So you said Nadia was the first victim that you met when you took up your post. How did she strike you?
Well, what struck me with Nadia, this young woman who has had an impressive journey coming from a dusty village in Kojo, turned into the international face of Yazidi suffering and resilience. What struck me was the sad look on her face. Nadia carries that sadness, and what, in fact, Denis Mukwege calls the monstrosity of rape as being the crime of the century. That sadness, that stigma, I see the pain and suffering. I see that on the face of Nadia the first time I've met her and on subsequent times that I have seen her.
She came to the United Nations to speak to world leaders. What kind of strength do you think it took to be able to do that?
Well, I think it's the same strength and determination to escape from ISIL captivity has really compelled Nadia to speak out in her efforts to save other girls from her community, because she constantly talks about other girls and women from her community, but also those who are missing. And I think she has very strong messages about the importance of accountability. I picked that up in all conversations that I've had with her and in public speeches, the importance of ensuring that there is accountability for the crimes committed by ISIL, not only the crimes of terrorism, but the sexual atrocities committed on the bodies of these Yazidi women and girls. And I think she has also sent very strong messages around the need for enhanced service provision for all survivors of sexual violence.
Let me just move the microphone a little bit away from this. There you go, that's better. Let's turn now to Denis Mukwege. Denis is someone who's been known to the UN for a long time. He's also the recipient of the UN Human Rights Prize. What kind of a person is he?
Denis, the first time I met him, struck me as a dedicated gynecologist, surgeon, who felt for the pain of women. And that is rare, because I have come across many male gynecologists in my life. And the kind of empathy that Denis has for these women. He could have carried on his work in Eastern Congo, but Denis saw the sexual violence as a wound of war, and immediately raised the alarm at a huge cost, because Denis has received many death threats, but he never gave up on these women. And Denis has not only been repairing women's bodies, but Denis has always had this holistic approach in ensuring that the women are healed. For example, when he took the initiative and moved beyond Panzi Hospital and opened aftercare shelters for these women who have nowhere to go back to, no safe place to go back. He has opened, for example, Maison Dorcas, where the women are given counseling for the trauma, support for legal representation, support for bringing their perpetrators to justice. So Denis has always had this very holistic approach. And I think more recently, he's even gone beyond that, because he's opened Cité de la Joie, City of Joy, where he really wants these women to emerge and to be completely healed and to overcome the trauma and scars of the sexual violence.
Now, we're speaking on the day that Nadia Murad and Denis Mukwege won the Nobel Peace Prize. Obviously, in the short term, we're seeing huge media interest around the world. But looking long term, do you have any hope that this has the potential to change anything when it comes to sexual violence?
Well, I think this award to Dr. Mukwege and Nadia Murad is in itself a recognition of sexual violence in conflict as not only a collateral damage or inevitable byproduct of war, but as a gross violation of human rights, not only a threat to women, but a threat to international peace and security. And I think it's a very strong signal being sent out to other survivors to speak out. And it shows that also the only shame in rape goes to those who commit, command, or condone the sexual violence. This young woman of 21 years old has had the courage to travel from country to country, forcing the world to listen to the atrocities that ISIL committed on the bodies of those Yazidi community.
Are you hopeful that change can happen?
I am very hopeful. My fight against sexual violence is a fight against impunity. For me, sexual violence is preventable. It is not inevitable. And I think together with people like Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad, we can work together and eradicate this scourge of sexual violence in conflict.